Charlotte Mecklenburg School Board members voted 7-2 last night to increase support for LGBTQ students by expanding the district's multiculturalism policy. The vote followed a public hearing on the matter that was heated and at times combative. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
With the change, CMS's multiculturalism policy not only defines diversity in terms of race, religion, national origin, and gender, it now includes gender identity, expression, and sexual orientation. This did not sit well with many people at the meeting, such as CMS parent David Evans.
Making the changes that are proposed to the multiculturalism policy to include language about gender identity and sexual orientation is anti-science, anti-parent, and anti-child.
About 25 people spoke against the policy changes. Some accused school board members of forcing their children to accept what they called an LGBTQ lifestyle and undermining parents' rights to teach them about values and sexuality in the privacy of their homes. The chamber was packed. Many people carried signs that read, "Parents are the best teachers, protect our kids' innocence." Some used biblical references in opposing the policy change, such as Reverend Flip Benham.
You can't make a moral wrong a civil right. To be black is not sin. To be Chinese is not sin. To be a Jew is not sin. To be handicapped is not sin. But homosexual sodomy is sin, and it separates our kids from God.
Your time is up.
Benham began approaching the dais.
Sir, do not approach the board.
But he continued to do so and was escorted out. A handful of supporters of the policy spoke at a public hearing earlier this month. They were in the minority at the second hearing. Parent Alan Smith.
Public education is all about diversity and inclusion. So yeah, it is for the LGBTQ students who are afraid to go to class, but it's also for the Latino students who don't feel welcome at their own prom.
School board members Thelma Byers-Bailey and Sean Strain were the only votes cast against the policy change. Strain wanted to know if some parents' fears that it would result in curriculum changes were warranted. He was told there would be professional development for teachers around LGBTQ protections, but no curriculum changes. He wasn't convinced.
The words in this policy state that we are to acknowledge and support multiculturalism by intentionally incorporating diversity throughout the curriculum, instruction, and professional development.
Board members who voted for the policy change say they believe it will result in making all students feel safer and more comfortable in schools. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.